Okay, so we're diving into an interesting story today.
Yeah.
Moon City, Rhode Island,
Okay.
October 10th, 1954, the birth of Brock Lee.
All right.
Now, for the first 6 months of Brock's life, everything seemed perfectly normal.
Typical baby stuff.
Yeah, sleeping, feeding, just, baby
Well,
things.
right, or the usual routine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But then, around the 6 month mark, something really bizarre starts happening.
Okay.
The Lee family starts hearing this man's voice echoing through their house.
In the house.
Yeah, and there was no obvious source,
Like a radio or anything.
No radio, no speakers. It was just sort of there.
Whoa, that's creepy.
I know, right? So, of course, the parents, Pete and Lori Lee,
Right.
they immediately thought, you know what's the most logical explanation?
Haunted house?
Haunted house.
Yeah, of course.
So they call in paranormal
Oh,
investigators.
wow. They went all out.
They did. Can you imagine these guys,
Ghostbuster style.
totally showing up with all their equipment trying to figure out what's going on in this house? And what they find?
Absolutely nothing.
Really? Nothing at all?
Nope. No weird energy readings, no ghostly apparitions, no logical explanation whatsoever.
Huh, so it's a real mystery.
A total mystery. So at this point, the Lees are thinking, oh, okay, maybe it's the house itself, Maybe some strange acoustic thing.
So he moved.
They decided to move. Yeah, fresh start, new house. Maybe that'll solve it.
That's a pretty big decision just to get rid of a spooky
I
voice.
know, right? But you can imagine how unsettling it must have been.
For sure.
So they move, they get settled into their new place, and guess what?
The voice came
The
back.
voice is back. Same voice, same mysterious origin, just a different address.
Oh man, that's persistent.
Yeah, it is. And then to make things even weirder comes Brock's first birthday.
They still tried to have a party.
Yeah, they're trying to have a birthday party and,
Yeah.
inject some normalcy into this crazy situation.
I guess you gotta try, right?
Exactly. And so they're all gathered the TVs on in the background, and suddenly a police chase pops up on the screen.
Now, get this. The car being chased looks exactly like the Lee family's car.
No way, that's too much of a coincidence.
Right. But it gets even weirder.
What gets weirder than
Oh,
that?
yeah, because the police chase ends up happening in their neighborhood.
What are the chances?
I know, right? So now they've got sirens, blaring tires, screeching total chaos.
This is
And then
insane.
the craziest thing happens. The car screeches to a halt. A door swings open, and out pops one-year-old Brock Lee.
He was in the car.
He was in the car being chased by the police.
That is wild.
And it gets even more unbelievable because this little toddler, he walks straight into their house, and in that same man's voice that's been haunting them,
Oh no.
starts barking orders,
Yeah.
"Lock all the doors and windows," he says.
A one-year-old giving
I
orders.
know, right? So the police, they're completely baffled. They follow Brock inside, and that's when they makes the truly shocking discovery.
What was it?
It wasn't ghosts, it wasn't acoustics. One-year-old Brock Lee had the intellect of a genius,
A
a
genius.
full-blown adult brain in a baby's body. It turns out their infant son had been the one talking all along.
I mean, it makes sense, but still, that's mind-blowing.
Totally changes how we think about, the development of the human brain.
Right, like what if that potential is there all along, just dormant?
It's a crazy thought, right? Now, full disclosure, this story comes from an Instagram account linked to our show, one that enjoys playing with the boundaries of reality a little bit.
So maybe not totally true, but still a fun thought experiment.
Exactly. And that's what we love to do here, explore these weird and wonderful possibilities.
Right, like what if it were true? What would that mean?
Exactly. So let's break this down. A baby with the brain of an adult was the first thing that pops into your head.
Honestly, kind of scary. I think a baby that can think and talk like an adult, that's a whole different level of parenting.
Yeah, no kidding, right? No more baby talk. You're straight into existential debates over breakfast.
Exactly. And what about learning? Do you skip kindergarten and go straight to college?
Right. Imagine a one-year-old reading Nietzsche.
Whoa, hold on. That's a bit much, even for me.
It's pretty wild, but it raises some really interesting questions. Like, how would such a child actually experience the world?
Trapped in a baby's body with an adult mind, that's got to be frustrating.
Right. Like, imagine trying to explain complex philosophical concepts with just gurgles and coos.
Yeah, that would not be easy.
And what about their emotional development? Would it be accelerated too, or would they be stuck with this adult mind in a baby's emotional world?
That's a good question. I mean, we usually think of cognitive and emotional development as going hand in hand, but what if they could be separated?
Right. It really makes you think about the nature of consciousness and personhood, you know.
Totally. And on a darker note, it kind of makes you question the whole concept of innocence and vulnerability.
That's true. Huh. I mean, this baby might look helpless, but they've got a fully formed adult mind in there.
It makes you wonder what they're really thinking.
Yeah, it's a bit unsettling.
It is, but also kind of exciting, you know? It challenges our assumptions about what's possible.
Absolutely, and who knows, maybe somewhere out there there's a Brock Lee just waiting to blow our minds.
Well, if there is, I hope they're ready for a wild ride.
Me too. So, listeners, what do you think? A baby with the brain of an adult? Fact or fiction, terrifying or intriguing? Let us know your thoughts.
We'd love to hear them.
Yeah, this is definitely one of those stories that sticks with you.
For sure, it makes you question everything you thought you knew about babies and brains.
And the limits of human potential.
Exactly. So, keep an open mind, folks. The world is a lot weirder than we think.
That's for sure. Well, on that note, we'll wrap things up for today.
Until next time.
Stay curious.